We've been speaking about the Song of the Rivers. Nahoro simcha uchof yachad horim yiranenu. The rivers clap their hands. The mountains together, they sing out, they shout out. And when trying to work out what song is being revealed or what message is being revealed through their song, we spoke yesterday about the Shari Demois, the gates of tears, which are loin in alu, they're never closed off. And we spoke about how tears are so confusing. Tears can blind. You can't see in the confusion. It makes you scared. You have that fear. In fact, amazingly, not just human beings. We're told that the river Yardane, the Jordan River in Eretz Yisrael, which never ceases to flow, except when Yehoshua stopped it, the Yarden is made up, say Chazal, in a number of mystical places, of the perspiration of the Malachim. Even they cannot see the full picture. It is pointed out by the Arizal and others that the river of fire, which is in Shemayim, is referred to in Sefer Daniel and other places, is called Nahar Dinor. And the fiery river is actually the perspiration of those Malachim. It's not lost on those who really understand these things, that the word Dinar, Dalad Yud Nun Resh, is the same letters as Yardane, that potent river of Eretz Yisrael. And within all this confusion, we have a concept of something called a choik. In the Sedra of Chukas, a choik is something we don't understand, we cannot understand. It's a decree in front of me, don't even try to understand, says Hashem, about various things we say about the Porah Duma. And within this Sedra of Chukas, we have the doom is sealed of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam in the latter case, or well, the latter two, in fact, it's their death. And all of those three somehow are associated with waters, both bitter and sweet. The ultimate Chuk. The ultimate thing which we can't understand is death itself, which came into the world as a result of the Chet Adam HaRishon. And the antidote to the impurity or the tumah associated with that is the Porah Adumah. The Porah Adumah, which Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said there is an element which we cannot grasp, which is confusing so much that even he couldn't grasp. Because it's one thing to purify those who are Tomei, to be Matara Tomeim. But it's also Metame Tahirim, the one who sprinkles the water, and notice it's water. The person who sprinkles becomes Tomei. So this water, which brings life, Mayim Chayim, as we've spoken about, also does the opposite, causes Tumah, and in the case of Moshe and Aaron in particular, it causes death. Note as well that the Porah Adumah itself, just in case it wasn't confusing enough in a Sedra full of Chukim, is a Kaporo, notice the word Kaporo, for the Egel HaZahav, according to the Medrash. The Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, was what happened at Har Sinai, where it says, Poskos Huamosol, death had disappeared from the world until they served the Egel HaZahav, the child, so to speak, of the Porah, of the cow, the reappearance of death at Har Sinai. And along comes the Porah Adumah, and sprinkles Mayim, which is life. Confusing enough for you? Crazy, no? And now we come to Miriam's death. Ah, Miriam's death. You see, with her death, the Be'er stops. Why did she get the Be'er? What was the well for? So we actually know that the Chazal tell us a couple of things, that there was a big merit because she watched Moshe Rabbeinu in the River Nile when he was a baby. And she also sang a song by the Yam Suf. Moshe himself is saved by water at the beginning of his life. He splits the water. He sweetened water. If you remember, a long time ago, we spoke about the Eitz Chaim, the tree that he threw in to sweeten bitter waters. He hit the rock before once when it was okay, and everybody forgets about that story. And now he hits it again, and the water which once saved him seals his doom. Even more confusing. And in this case, there's a real choik in his avera. was it the fact that he didn't speak to it? And, you know, speech is associated with speaking something out. Like we said, perikshira itself, which is what this is all about, is meant to be an expression of that. Was it not enough of a kiddush Hashem? You hit the rock, water will come out. Is that not enough of a miracle? It's very, very strange to know exactly what went wrong. It's a chayk. More than that, then it's followed by the death of Aaron, who's somehow subsumed into Moshe's Avera, and he's buried on Hor Hahor, the mountain of mountains, the mountain, as we said, which is the source of all the rivers. And it won't be lost on some of you that even the name Aaron has both the word Har and, of course, Nahar, river, in his name. He is a source of life as the Kohen Gadol and of light as the Kohen Gadol. He's also the reason that we have the Anane HaKovod, the clouds of glory, which are a source of water. And unsurprisingly, not just because he was so kind and brought shalom to the world, the Israelites cry. Again, the crying, the confusion, the salty tears. And in case that's not enough, look what happens afterwards. They are attacked straight after Aaron's death, when the clouds have gone, by the kings of confusion. Vayishman HaKanani Melech Arod, the king of Arod, who, as you realize straight afterwards, not actually Canaanites after all. They are Amalek, the kings of confusion. The ones who said, God's not really with you, he's not in you, and they're confusing people. And then after that, in case that's not enough, snakes attack the Jewish people when they complain about the bread and the lack of water. Snakes, the origin of death in the world in the first place, Chet Adam HaRishon. Yet, how are they saved when they look up at a copper snake? So the snake gives them life, which of course is probably the secret to what this is all about. Because as Rashi says, it's not the snake that kills or gives life. It's Hashem. When you look up at the copper snake and know it's Hashem running the show, then the confusion goes. And only after that, perhaps most weirdly of all, finally, Shiras Be'er, the song of the well of Miriam. Within that Shira, it says the words V'eshet Hanacholim, the flow of waters, of rivers, Es Vohiv Besufa, and there's an incredible medrash which some of you may be familiar with, that what was this flow of river? Klal Yisrael never knew that actually the Emoiri, notice Emoiri from the word to speak again, had hidden in between, in the clefts of the mountains to attack the Jewish people when they passed that narrow valley, and the mountains moved together to crush them. And it was only when two characters, says the Medrash, Metzoroim, lepers outside of the camp, saw the reflection of the blood of the Amori in the water of that river, that they realized that they had been saved. And that is Yimcha Uchof. That's the waters and the mountains literally clapping hands, squishing the Amori between them. This is unbelievable stuff. In the end, Moshe accepts there is a bigger picture, and he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael and eventually to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, which of course is Oyra Shel Olam, we said that Nahor and Nahoira, river and light, are from the same thing. Yerushalayim, where all is revealed, the light of Yerushalayim reveals all. Chazal tell us when it says Hallelu Hashem Kol Goyim, that all the nations will praise you. Why all the nations? Why not us? So one explanation that's given is because only they know how many times they have tried to attack the Jewish people and Hashem has foiled them. And we will never know. Only the perpetrators or the potential perpetrators can know. So Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim, they can say, wow, that is amazing. Like the Emori just now, as we saw. And then we see, finally, there's a beautiful pasuk at the end of Yeshaya. Hineni noite eleo kanar shalom uchanachal shoytef. When Hashem is talking about the return to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the place of revealing of the light and the river, I will extend to you like a river of peace and a flowing brook, the Beis HaMikdash, for all to see. And what does it say? Kvoid goyim vinaktem, the glory of the nations, and you shall be suckled, so to speak, because they can suddenly understand, as the Romans didn't, as Chazal tell us, if they would have known, they would never have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in the first place. At the end of the day, the bitterness is revealed to be sweetness when God's plan happens. Only then will we understand how Hashem was carrying us all along.